Morning, Cookie. How are you this Wednesday?
Good, mate. How you going?
Yeah, going good. How much of an inkling did you have that your mate Greg Inglis might be coming back into rugby league?
No idea. When I first saw the headline about return to footy, I thought it was for us.
Been a quiet week for South, Cookie.
Yeah, I know. That's another quiet week at South, which is good. Mate, Greggy going over there. I know Jason Clark's over there. He'll be very happy with that. But, mate, if you're a betting man, there's your tip for Warrington to win the Super League next year. I'm sure.
Yeah. Does he get in training with you at all in the last, this season anyway? Has he joined in some of the sessions, come in from, his other job over there at the club and gone, all right, boys, I'm in?
Yeah, we had a couple of sessions where he was sort of doing between coaching and some stuff across the road before all this COVID stuff happened, but there's a couple of times where he had to fill in on the reserve grade side, and you could sort of see, especially with him, Sam and John Sutton, as well, they all had itchy feet, like they didn't want to retire. So, but he's definitely still got the skills, and I've actually heard that he's actually in not too bad shape either. So, mate, all the best. I hope he goes over and really enjoys that year of footy and goes out on a win.
Yeah, Cookie, that was the thing I was going to ask. I think there's no doubt he's still certainly good enough because he's a genius. But how do you think his body will hold up?
Well, I think that's probably one thing maybe. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him since it came out. But, he didn't get to finish. He obviously did finish on his terms, but, his body didn't hold up at the end there. But, obviously the body's feeling good. His knees are going good, but it is very cold conditions over there. So I don't know how the knees will wake up most mornings to train them. But, Greg is a natural athlete. And what I saw, when he's just still mucking around and training here, filling in here and there, he's still got all the skills. And I think he'll do great over there.
Yeah, the other big story this week has been surrounding Cody Walker. How's he been at training? Has he spoken to the group? Have you discussed it as a group? What's the situation at the moment?
Yeah, he's been really, really good, Cody. He's just he let the boys know before anything came out in the media. Just gave him a heads up, and he understands what he's done wrong, and understands probably not good timing either. But he understands there's probably going to be a penalty handed down to him, and we'll go from there. But I believe he's done the one thing he's done, even though his actions weren't right. He's done all the right things since that. Letting the club know and stuff like that.
How does he coach Wayne Bennett deal with the team internally when you're in the spotlight so much as you have been recently?
I think he probably speaks to the players individually, but he definitely knows there's some players that might be in the media more than others, probably just educating them and of what the actual situation is and how best to answer those questions when it comes up. But as a group, as a team, like with those, it's all about looking after those players too, because they may have done something wrong, but at the same time, you've got to look after them because they'll be going through some stuff, copping a bit of heat here and there. And we've just got to make sure we get around them and help them get through and everyone learns from those experiences.
I was about to say, Cookie, your role becomes more important given you're a senior player there and all the distractions that South Sydney have had over the last month or so. And you've got to focus in on a game which is in 9 days' time against your arch rivals, the Roosters. Now, you don't know who will be available. You don't know who will be playing where. You don't know what the sanctions are going to be. What do you do to be able to help some players that you know mightn't be able to cope with what's going on, or they're distracted about what's going on rather than focusing in on what they need to be doing, and that's to prepare for a game of footy?
I think Wayne's also been really good at that as well, and the coaching staff are making sure our intensity of training time, our focus is there. And obviously, only got a short time to prepare before this game, but someone like Cody, I think that's the main thing. He's just knowing what's ahead of him, what the penalty is, and if we are, once that's handed down, then we can go from there. But if you were without a player for a certain off-field reason, then you'd like to know just so you can get that next play up and ready to go. So, we've definitely got some... that's probably one of the good things the last week is seeing our young reserve grade side, how well they've trained against us and really been pushing us. And I think that's the focus, that we've got to make sure these guys aren't playing as well. So obviously their season's cancelled, but, they're going to put their best foot forward at training to make sure they have a chance of playing first grade if needed. So I think the in-house sort of competition has lifted the standard of training and kept everyone focused on the job and just help those individuals out where we can if they do get into a bit of trouble.
Boys, I reckon it's conspiracy theory here. Wayne Bennett at his best. There was talk a month ago that they wanted the media attention off Latrell Mitchell. We got Cody Walker, Greg Inglis, James Roberts, you name it. I reckon this is Wayne Bennett at his best. Leave Latrell alone. Cookie, what do you reckon?
I don't know about that. it's nice to see Latrell just... back at training and not having any attention on him. He's a young kid and good to see him just enjoying his footy. And I'm really excited about it. We did have some scrimmage the other day and seeing him just return the ball and the way he's running and on supporting up the middle as well. It looks great and I'm excited to play alongside him. He looks like the break is actually probably benefiting him, giving him a nice little break away from footy. And I think he's going to come back bigger and better.
What about you last Friday, Cookie? You would have been excited when the new rule was released, the six to go and reverting back to the one referee. How do you think that'll impact your game? And has South Sydney spoken about it a great deal? And have you maybe looked to play a different style knowing what this rule new rule in place may have on the game?
Yeah, especially the six-to-game one. It's going to be interesting to see how teams use that. And I know after the last time we spoke, I think it was the next day or 2 days later it came out that it was going to happen. So, it's obviously going to be good for teams to, get an extra six tackles. At some stage, the defence is going to be obviously a bit fatigued, having to make up to possibly 12 tackles in a row. There's going to be some fatigue. You're going to see some teams on the front foot and be able to play some good footy. So, as an attacking side, you're looking forward to it, but then you got to remember there's the defensive side too, so it's probably going to happen to you as well. So your team's going to have to defend 12 tackles, but I really like the rule. I think it's going to be great to see some excitement in our games. I think it's going to see some natural talent come out and some players and see some high skill level and some nice tries scored as well off the back of those, whether it's quick play the balls or giving them on the front foot to our halves and letting those backs do their thing.
Cookie, what are you making of the referee drama at the moment? Obviously, I'm sure you want that to sort itself out, but is there talk around the change room about, how frustrating this is?
Yeah, it's an interesting stance that the refs are taking because, the game, the Landers and the game have done all they can to get this game back on for us on the 28th, and if we didn't have him or the hard work a lot of him and his team have done, then none of us would be getting paid for the rest of the year. They're trying to make this all happen for everyone. They're trying to do right by everyone else. And I think there's been a lot of, sacrifices done by the players and staff. There's a lot of staff that had to be stood down and a lot of players and teams that have had to move away from their families or even move out of their own house. There's a couple from the Dogs, I think there was. So, there's a lot of things being done. I'd like to see the refs get on board with that as well and make sure we get that game back on the 28th because they are a big part of this game. And, like I said, I think we should support the NRL and Volandis and what they've done to help us get back on the 28th and jump on board as well.
Yeah, he's done a terrific job and this is another hurdle he'll have to overcome. But just going back to that rule change, Cookie, are you expecting a little bit of confusion in particular at the start and... are you anticipating players just sort of looking around maybe for a penalty and they get a six to go and then you'll be hoping for a penalty and you don't get a penalty, they'll just wave to six to go? Are you worried about inconsistencies at all?
Yeah, I guess it's just going to be on that. And it's probably one of the good things about the one ref. We'll only go on their opinion and that's how they ref that game that day. So as long as they're consistent throughout the whole game, that's all that matters. But, there's going to be obviously teams at the start are not sure when they'll be given those six again and when they'll be given a penalty, because I think I might have said it last week, but, you might be deep in your own end and might get a six again, but you probably would have rather kick for touch and get another 30 metres and then go from there and have a good ball attacking set. So different situations. So it's be interesting to see how it plays out, but that's probably what I said. It's one of the positives of the one ref. It's just going to be one opinion out there and he'll get to control the game the way he wants to without all those other people in his ear.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? You know, even off those kick chases, if your line's not set, you're nearly prepared to lay down in a tackle to get a restart because you'll only have to defend, you know, six more tackles rather than 30 metres down the field with another six tackles up their sleeve.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's an interesting one, and I'm sure coaches and players will work it out on the run. But hopefully it leads to a more attractive game of football.
Yeah, and if they definitely, you know, obviously they're 10 in the bin, they talk about no warnings as well. So if there are teams that want to take advantage of that and keep giving away penalties and happy to just defend their line and over again, then, you know, where they bring in the 10 in the bin more often, then, you know, that's obviously going to sort teams out as well and make them have a different mindset to how they do things. And that way a bit more fatigue will come into the game and, you know, see some exciting footy.
I definitely
understand what they're trying to do, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I'm just fascinated to see how it all unfolds and what the tactics are from certain coaches, because we know with some defensive systems, they like putting three and four players into the tackle. I'm just wondering now whether you just put two into a tackle rather than the three or four. Is that something you're looking at doing differently, or are you just sticking with the same sort of plans and defensive systems?
Yeah, we've pretty much stayed the same, but I guess you never know. We might learn on the run over the first few weeks once we learn how the way the game's going. But, you know, definitely we do drills where it's a one-on-one tackle or two in the tackle and then the third man comes in, or it's just a two-man tackle and they sort it out from there. But, you know, there's definitely players in the game that you just can't defend two-man tackles. So someone like Tomalolo is going to be, I think he's going to have a big role to play. Definitely this could be a great advantage for teams like the Cowboys as well, with someone who takes, you know, a few more guys to take down. You know, definitely going to put the defensive line under stress.
Well, Cookie, this time next week, we'll be having a big look at your game against the Roosters on Friday night.
Mate, it's exciting just to be talking footy again. So, no, it's very good and can't wait to play next week.
Good on you, Cookie. Have a great day.
I've got a tip.
Oh, geez, hit us.
I thought we weren't going to... I think I've forgotten it. Hang on. It's at Randwick today, and it is race 7, number 8. There you go.
Race 7, number 8 on the Kenzo at Randwick today. That is Casino Mondial.
Yep.
And it is $8.50. $8.50 to win, $3 to place.
There's some good value there.
Yep, good stuff.
No
Cookie,
worries, mate.
Another winner.
Hey, Cookie, did you get on our multi last weekend?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Ooh, $9 multi, mate.
You want to text it to me?
No? Well, I just assume you'd be listening, champion. I just assume, but I'll text it to you this weekend.
Did you put it on your Instagram story? I follow you. So.
Well, I need to update my Instagram. I think the last posting was about, it was Anzac Day.
8 years ago.
I'm a couple of weeks behind.
Get Clarkie to give you a shout out.
Have you seen how many followers he's got?
He does. Got a fair few.
Oh, jeez. He's got nearly a million followers, yeah. Which he reminds us every day too, Cookie.
I'm sure he does.
Give it a rest. Feel free to take it any day, Loz. It's all yours.
Good on you, Cookie.
On you, Cookie.
No worries. See you guys. Thanks.